This is Along St. Claude, and I'm Eve Abrams. I've been talking to people who live downriver from the French Quarter, in the neighborhoods hugging both sides of St. Claude Avenue. I've asked people to share stories of their downtown neighborhoods, to tell me what they're like now and how they've changed, and also how they feel about those changes. Their answers form a story in 7 parts. And here we are at the beginning, part 1, what's in a name? Up until about 40 years ago, just about the only neighborhood with a name was the French Quarter. It was all about wards, and to some people, it still is.
This is where 9th Ward starts, right here, in the middle of the street here. That's the 8th Ward across the street.
I'm in the 7th Ward, but people in the 7th Ward don't think I'm in the 7th Ward. A lot of people think the 7th Ward starts at St. Claude.
All of this that people just refer to it as the French Quarter or the Lower 9th Ward. 9th Ward, Lower 9th Ward. There were no other names.
The old timers called this neighborhood downtown.
It was downtown and uptown and Canal Street.
Downtown, uptown, and Canal Street. That's it. In the 1970s, New Orleans urban planners, with the blessings of preservationists and real estate agents, made up 73 official neighborhoods by dividing up wards and naming the parts. Some were given historical names, others were made up. Places like Bywater, Faubourg Marigny, Lower Garden District, and Treme. New Orleans geographer Rich Campanella says these names helped with all sorts of bureaucratic things, like sanitation, drainage, taxation, and policing. But
people today, particularly the newcomer transplants, read too much into them. They see them as cultural geographical gospel. And in fact, they were constructed for very mundane, pragmatic purposes.
Where you from? Where you from?
Using these official names and official boundaries, I think, undermines some of this messy richness that I think is the real story. It also brings with it certain power. Naming something is empowering. And once a place has a name, it transfers to a sense of identity, and that identity can transfer to political power.
When I was a little girl living in the Lower 9th Ward, our exchange, telephone exchange, was Bywater. So I knew Bywater since the 50s. So what is your number? Bywater 2456789.
When I was a kid, nobody called this the Marigny or the Bywater. When I was walking to school at St. Vincent de Paul, which is now Sealess, I saw him putting up the sign that said Bywater. And I remember I asked them, it was like 79, 80. I said, what does that mean, Bywater? And they're like, oh, that's what we're going to call this neighborhood now.
Bywater wasn't even called Bywater until the Neighborhood Association first formed in 1976.
Well, it all used to be the 9th Ward. It wasn't, I mean, ironically, I think community organizers thought that naming neighborhoods would provide strong neighborhood identification, and that would be a really good thing. And there's still elements of that. It's just that when the neighborhood seemed to be balkanized, you know, when you can't imagine that this was one 9th Ward and everybody lived here, then, you know, you start to wonder if it was really a really good thing to just to name each neighborhood.
I've been wondering about that. There is a fine line between being close-knit and being exclusionary. I've talked to a lot of people through this project, people on both sides of St. Claude Avenue, roughly from St. Bernard Avenue to Poland. And most of us have joys and concerns and problems that are a lot more similar than they are different. These ways we have of dividing ourselves don't always help, but they do come easily. There's one pretty obvious division we should talk about. State Highway 46, St. Claude Avenue.
I work on St. Claude, and the children whom I work with, they live primarily on the other side of St. Claude. And so when asked, you know, where do I reside, I say, you know, in this neighborhood, and everyone goes, you mean on that side.
Now, when you go across St. Claude, it gets kind of rough. A lot of crime goes on. When you come on this side, it's a different world.
See, at night, all our murderers and thieves leave this side, go to that side. Ain't no money over here, shoot.
St. Claude was sort of the red line.
On that side, it is so nice. Everybody cares about their property. Everybody, you know, takes care of it. It really looks, Here you have one house that's really, really nice, and then you might have a rundown house next to it.
We used to discuss what was the rich side, what was the poor side of St. Claude. This was the poor side. So near the river, we considered the poor side of St. Claude.
Apparently. And the other side was, when we were kids, the other side was the rich side of St. Claude. Because it was the newer homes and more suburbia and everything like that.
This side is more peaceful, cleaner, less crime, less, and that side is just ignorant.
A lot of people on that side of St. Claude refer to this as the other side of St. Claude.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also heard it called the wrong side of St. Claude.
Well, yeah, because they don't think people like me exist. I live here for a reason.
St. Claude is most definitely going to develop. So the question is, how will it develop?
Now, what this new influx is going to do in the black communities, I don't know. I think the whites are more liberal, and they're going into areas that they really don't know anything about. And if they don't know the culture, they don't know the history. You know, they're really going into uncharted territories, and we don't know how that's going to play out.
The complexion of the community has changed, but I want us to be neighbors, and I want us to respect one another and be your brother's keeper. And to me, that's the lesson from Katrina, being your brother and your sister's keeper.
What you was gonna ask me?
To say your name.
Oh, my name is Daniel Augustin Eagland.
My name is Keith Weldon Medley.
Nick Scramuzza.
Steve Newsom.
I'm Julian Dormutter.
Kathy Hall.
Richard Campanella.
My name is Miss St. Claude.
My name is John Andrews.
My name's Augusta Elizabeth Brule Elmwood.
Beth Butler.
Emily Atterbury.
My name was Joanne Gabriel, and now I'm Joanne Moret.
Michael Markey.
I'm Nick Faust.
My name's Jonathan Rhodes.
I'm Susan Brady, and I am the president of the New St. Claude Association of Neighbors, and I'm looking to galvanize my neighbor to make a better Bywater for us all.
You've been listening to Where Are You From by The Stooges. Our theme music is by Greg Schatz. I'm Eve Abrams, and this is Along St. Claude, which was funded by a grant from St. Claude Main Street. In our next segment, we find out how this place got to be this place. Join us next week for part two, a brief history of downtown New Orleans, right here on All Things New Orleans.